Welcome to the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, October 1st, 2025, and we have a lineup of legal headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. PBL Law Group Strata Lawyers offer guidance on new laws. PBL Law Group in Sydney is offering guidance on the new 2025 NSW Strata Laws. With the recent changes causing confusion among owners, corporations, and residents, the firm has launched comprehensive guides to clarify rights and responsibilities. These resources address governance, sustainability reforms, and protections for owners in financial hardship. Partner Raya Khan emphasizes the importance of clear, actionable information to prevent costly disputes. PBL Law Group aims to be the go-to resource for strata legal services in Sydney, providing essential knowledge for strata committees, managers, and owners to navigate the evolving legal landscape.
Bergen County firm initiates employers think pink to save lives by encouraging other companies to take meaningful action in the fight against breast cancer. Davis, Saperstein, and Salomon PC has launched the Employers Think Pink initiative, offering paid time off for mammograms to employees. Inspired by Annette's battle with breast cancer, the firm aims to raise awareness and promote early detection. Annette's story highlights the importance of regular screenings. Employers are encouraged to join the movement to save lives and support their staff. For more information and to participate, visit www.employersthinkpink.com. Davis, Saperstein, and Salomon PC has been advocating for injured individuals for over three decades, providing free consultations and second opinions to those seeking justice.
Exhibit G Law Firm announces Voice for All Academic Scholarship. Exhibit G Law Firm announces the Voice for All Scholarship, offering $1,000 to post-secondary law school or graduate students pursuing careers in justice, law, or social advocacy. Applicants must have a GPA of at least 3.0, submit a 1,000-word essay, and demonstrate leadership and community engagement. The scholarship is open to students in accredited programs in the U.S., including community college students and high school seniors. Deadline for submission is July 1st, 2026. To apply, email scholarship@exhibitg.com with a resume, essay, and transcript. Exhibit G Law Firm, led by attorney Giselle Gutierrez, advocates for employees in workplace matters and advises Florida employers on legal obligations.
Jury awards $7 million in Lauderdale County medical negligence case. In a recent medical negligence case in Lauderdale County, a jury awarded Sunitha Mehta Sue $7 million against Dr. Donald J. Bowling and Lauderdale Radiology Group. Despite a bright spot indicating a blood clot in Sunitha's head CT scan, Dr. Bowling reported it as normal, leading to a massive brain bleed days later. The defendants denied wrongdoing, but experts admitted the error could have been caught with follow-up testing. The jury's verdict upheld medical standards and held the defendants accountable for Sunitha's injuries. Marsh, Rickard & Bryan, the law firm representing Sunitha, is known for handling complex personal injury and medical malpractice cases, securing multi-million dollar verdicts for their clients. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.